Hi everyone, I'm Allie and welcome to Hearts of Courage, the podcast. Very often we hear the success stories, we see the highlight reels, we hear about the achievement, but not enough about the process, the struggle, the story behind the image. And in today's world, it takes courage to show up and own each day living authentically. The more conversations we have and the more we listen, the more we can empathize, understand, and learn from one another to experience the beauty of what it really means to be human. I hope you find connection and hope in hearing these stories and know that you're not alone in your process. In this first episode, Bo McDuffie joins me to share her beautiful soul, energy, and her story. Bo emailed me about a year ago in response to a question I posted online while I was doing some research on fear. And with such honesty and vulnerability, she opened up to me about her challenges and determination to face her fears. A year later, we reconnect, and today, she shares her process of overcoming challenges and rediscovering herself. This is the first time we get to meet over a call. Hi!
Hey! How are you?
Nice to meet you, finally. It's just so...
I know! So awesome. Yeah, I was like, Mom, this is so awesome. Like, I love connecting with people.
And tell us where you're calling from.
Dallas, Texas.
Wow. Opposite ends.
Yes, I'm having coffee and you were having ice cream.
I was definitely having ice cream. I was like, let me just finish this ice cream before I get back. But I'm so excited to speak to you, and I'm so excited to have you here. I mean, I messaged you recently on Instagram and I said, hey, do you want to participate on my podcast? And you were really excited. And now here we are meeting each other.
Yay!
For the first time.
It's so awesome.
Tell us a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about what was happening back then. You mentioned in that email about a year ago, you said, I miss that old me. I need her back. A year later, you've come a long way. I mean, you just updated me a week, maybe 2 weeks ago about how you've been now. Tell us a little bit about what was going on and what was keeping you from taking those next steps.
Well, I think almost with anyone that's growing and maturing, you know, there's a part of you that's like, immature, but that was the fun go-getter side of you. Mm. And I think along the years, I kind of fell into the trap, I guess you would say, of being an adult. I felt like I had to be a certain way as a mom. I had to be a certain way as a wife. Now my ex-wife, but I had to be, you know, I felt like it was roles that I had to play. And along those lines, I just really lost the core of who I was. And so recently, now that my son is getting older, and it's like you kind of carve out, you know, how you are. You know, you don't let society dictate how you should be as a mom or how you should be as a woman. You know, as long as it's a healthy, you know, medium, I guess you could say, then it is okay for you to be authentically you. Mm-hmm. In whatever situation you're in. And so now I'm just realized that I don't have to be this way as a mom. I don't have to be this way as a businesswoman. Like, I can still be who I am in the, you know, the core of who I am and be successful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of balance it out, if that makes sense.
Of course. I mean, we feel so much pressure with like society norms and,
oh my God, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people feel that stress of achieving and getting there, which is why I wanted to do this podcast. Mm-hmm. Because I want to talk about behind the picture, behind those achievements, like
right.
What else is in that core of us, because we just focus on, you know, the end result. Mm-hmm. But we need to also be speaking about mm-hmm. process that we are all going through, because that's how we really connect as humans.
Right. That is so true. I like that you said that, because when I was younger, I focused on the destination. And now that I'm older, I'm focusing on the journey, like really taking in like each hardship, how I'm getting over things. And like, it's like, wow, like that was a really hard time in my life. And I got over that. Like, that's beautiful. like just seeing the struggles that I've gone through is beautiful, instead of like, oh my God, what did I go through that was so depressing? It's like, wow, if I can make it through that, I can make it through anything. And so now I'm more focused on my journey instead of the destination, and just enjoying every bit of the journey.
Mm. How did you shift your mindset when you were going through all the things that you were going through?
I think back then, like I said, I went through like divorce. Now I've been divorced for like 11 years now. But, you know, going through divorce, and no one plans to get married to be divorced, you know. And then so now I have a son, and my son, he has Tourette's syndrome. So like I'm dealing with almost like a special needs child. And, you know, everything just got so overwhelming at one point, and to where I had to shift the energy I felt off of me and into my son. Mm-hmm. And into making sure he was okay. And I just neglected myself. And I think a lot of mothers, or even parents, if they're single fathers out there, you know, your priorities shift from yourself to your child, and you start pouring so much into your children to make sure they're healthy and make sure that they're good, to where when they're older, you're like, okay, so where am I? I'm lost, you know? And I'm happy, you know, my son is 13, and I feel like now I'm happy I caught it before it got too far gone. Like, okay, wait a minute, I need to start back focusing on me. Like, we have a great balance. There's a great balance with me and him. So he knows when I'm like, I need mommy time. He's like, okay, mom. But I think that was the big shift, and just realizing that there needed to be a shift. Like, sometimes we just walk through life not even realizing that, I say that we're holding our breath. You know, it's like, you know, you're walking through life not breathing. Mm-hmm. And when you finally stop and be like, I need to breathe through these moments. I need to take time and just step back and realize it is okay to step back, you know? Mm. So I think that was the big kind of shift for me, like in the past year or two.
When you're in that autopilot mode, you know, wake up, eat, work, sleep, repeat.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing? It's like we're like a robot, and we're not even realizing that we're just on this go, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a fitness coach. You have your own business called Faith and Fitness. The two Fs, you have it as a 7. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that the 7 represents rest and completion.
Yes.
When you reach the number 7, you reach complete faith and complete fitness. Talk to us a little bit about the process in the naming of it.
I named it about 10 years ago, I think. And I just started, when I was training my clients, it just kind of happened naturally. Mm-hmm. There would be some times that we wouldn't even work out. They would just have a crying session. And, you know, I'm like, okay, well, get it out, get it all out. And I realized that if one area in your life is unhealthy, it affects all of your areas. So if you're mentally unhealthy, then sometimes you go into like emotional eating or not eating at all, well, that's, you know, or, you know, being harmful to your body, gaining weight, you know, then it affects you spiritually, to where you don't have inner peace inside. Mm-hmm. And spiritually that affects you physically. And it's like a big circle. It's like one thing affects the other. And so, and I think I told you the other day that sometimes my clients will lose just a little weight, but they will go away in a healthier mindset and healthier, like with inner peace spiritually. And I'm like, okay, well, I've done my job. Like, the weight will come off when you're ready for it to come off. But now you know where the root of it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start addressing issues, you know, in your life on a different way. So I believe that fitness is everything, inner and outer.
You said there's the three types of fitness. There's a physical fitness, there's a spiritual fitness, and mental fitness. Only recently I heard the term spiritual fitness as a two-word thing. Let's talk a little bit about spirituality, because I think a lot of people think, you know, religion, when we say spirituality, spirituality is the individuality that we have with our soul, the connection to our soul,
connection to
our inner self, our inner peace. And now you're doing that more than ever.
Yes.
How are you bringing that into your fitness?
Well, we do a lot of breathing, actually. You know, I'm all about the breath now. You know, it's breathing. And I'm happy you said that. It's not about religion. Mm. You know, I grew up Christian, but I just call myself more spiritual now because I feel like, honestly, I get answers through nature. Like, just sitting, I was at the lake for like 3 hours the other day and just turn off the music and just sat and just listened to the wind and listened to the water. And I closed my eyes. And when I opened my eyes, I just started writing. Mm-hmm. And so it just brings, like, for me, nature just brings such a peace to me and a peace. It like just calms my soul. And meditation and prayer, you know, whichever it is. So it's not really about a religion, but just finding your quiet place.
For sure.
This quiet place. Don't even ask questions. Like, I tell my clients, just sit. Don't ask questions. Don't be like, why me? Why is this? Don't ask why, because the answers, I feel, is inside of us. And if we just quiet our mind and quiet our spirits and quiet our heart, you know, the answers just kind of flow out of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just getting to a place, like you said before, of just being quiet. Like when you say you've been quiet and you're like, I'm not happy. You know?
Yeah.
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 I love it. I was like, girl.
Yeah, I was like, because I mean, I live in London and the London style is very much driven by the rat race and it's always rushing. And I always knew that the city life, that rush was never my lifestyle, but I had to even get up 30 minutes earlier so I could avoid the rush just to like find quiet beforehand. But it still wasn't enough. I was still in the rat race somehow doing what I was doing as a career. But I actually had to take about a month off to really come back to myself and ask myself, what are the areas that are causing misalignment? Am I actually happy doing all the things I'm doing? And I started to think, wow, I'm actually having a quarter life crisis. And then it was only recently that I thought calling it a quarter life crisis isn't helping me because it's a stressful word. And I started calling it a period of realignment because
I love that. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to use that. I am.
Yeah. Period of realignment. I think it's better way to see it, but because I came into that quiet space, now I'm asking myself all of those questions. You know, we are going through a lot of mental health struggles. There's anxiety, there's depression. And when you hit that big low, sometimes we need that person to pick us up, to support us. What kind of support system did you have, you know, like a year ago when you were going through your struggle?
I have a small circle. Like I have people around me, but I have a small circle of people who will tell me off if I'm like, girl, you are tripping. You need to calm down. You know? My mom, we live in the same house. Mm-hmm. Like she would send me cards in the mail. Like she would actually mail the card and just a card of encouragement. Like I'm proud of you and anything you put your mind to, you can do it. Like I always have positive affirmations around me. Like the people I keep around me are very honest, but very positive. And a lot of times we don't see things in ourselves, but other people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we pour out people, like we're pouring ourselves like positive energy into other people. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to have people around you that can pour back into you and build you back up. That's pretty much all I need. And some people do need therapy. Some people need to talk to people. And I'm all for that. Like,
for sure.
I'm all for whatever can get you healthy and in a healthy place. You know, I'm like you, my anxiety in the beginning of all this was horrible. And like, I was like, I went to my doctor and I'm like, okay, like I usually can manage it, but it was like a few weeks ago, it was just horrible. And he's like, well, you need to learn how to manage your anxiety better. I said, I did. I traveled. Now I can't travel. I said, my anxiety is horrible. I said, everything that I do to manage it, I can't do right now.
It was really inspiring when you said in that email, you said, but progress for me is that after I finally find that me again, I'm ready to love like I've never been hurt. So talk to us a little bit about your journey in finding yourself again and putting those walls back down.
You know, I was reading back over that, what I said, and a year ago, I think I'm in a different place because I wrote that in a place of finding love, like my soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about it when I was at the lake, you know, meditating the other day. It's like, I think that's relating to more of my passion, because I think a lot of times we have a passion inside of us and we've been hurt, because I call it a lot of false starts. Like, we're like, this is our big moment. This is the big break. Mm-hmm. This is the moment I've been waiting for. And it's like, crash down every time, to where you start questioning, like, am I even supposed to do this? Am I supposed to, like, change careers? Like, this isn't working mm-hmm. for me.
Mm-hmm.
The passion of when we have a passion for something, and it's like, it's like our ships never come in. And you're wondering, is it time for me to change careers? Is it time for me to switch to something else? Is this thing that I want to do just in my imagination, because it's not happening for me? And within actually during this pandemic, like, I'm actually like rekindling that passion that I had for not just fitness, but like the whole faith and fitness and helping people. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving it again, like I've never been hurt. Yeah, it's like a newness, and I feel like I fell back in love with what I'm supposed to do.
Mm.
Because in the past couple of years, I was just going through emotions. It's like, people would contact me. It's like, hey, do you still train? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. You know, and I actually, when I turned 35, I was like, you know, I'm tired of fitness. Like, I was tired of putting so much emphasis on my physical appearance, because this industry is all about how you look. Yeah. And like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years. So when I was 35, I was like, I just want to get fat. And mm-hmm. I did. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to spend 4 hours in the gym anymore. I don't want to, like, I don't want to do that to my body anymore. I don't want to measure out my food. Like, I just don't want to do this anymore. And so for the past 6 years or so, I just was like, I'm tired of it. During the pandemic, I think about March, I was like, it's time just to get back focused and let's do it. Let's just do it, girl. You know, that's how I talk to myself. And it has been such a joy.
It's so important to bring back those two other things, you know, a lot of the keeping that headspace mm-hmm. and not just focusing on the physical outcome.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I've preached this so many years to my clients and me going through what I went through was like, okay, now I have to apply everything that I tell my clients. Even like when I'm like, man, I go, okay, so what would you tell your client? You know, so I talk to myself as a trainer and I talk to myself as a client. Girl, my head conversations get so interesting. But it's like, woo, girlfriend. But
you're like, I have to do it. Yeah, but that's the thing is, if what I learned, because I love helping people as well. When you want to help someone, you also have to put in the work about three times as much, because sometimes we get lost in helping someone.
Yeah.
We forget to help ourselves. And I used to get lost a lot. Sometimes I still have to catch myself and say, yo, Allie, like, take a step back, go take care of yourself and come back to this. Keep your own gears turning. You have to go recharge your own battery. We all have to keep doing that as well, and it's finding that balance, really.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest word I think I've learned, and it's the smallest word, but it's the most powerful word, is the word no.
Yeah.
And that is like my favorite word now, girl. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to be able to do that. No, I don't feel right.
Oh, yeah. I had to learn that the hard way. Learning to say no is so important. You're in a better place to support someone if you're taking care of yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I always say that I'm selfish with my sanity, and it is okay to be selfish with your sanity. You know, a lot of times people just want to unleash on you, or I call them spiritual vampires. Like, they just want to feed off of you, to where at the end you're just like drained. And you're like, why am I so drained? And I'm like, no more spiritual vampires. You know, don't come and just feed off my energy. God, I love vampires. I think in my past life I was a vampire, but anyway. But, you know, it's like saying no and keeping, I've had to delete a lot of people out of my life because I realized that when I really needed them, they weren't there for me. Mm. And I rarely ask for help. Like, I'm the type of person, I'm like, I can do it myself. But then there were times, like a couple of years ago, I went through a pretty nasty breakup with my ex-boyfriend. And I was like calling like some people that I knew I have been there like night and day for. And they were like, oh, well, I really don't have time to like hang out. And I'm just like, I never ask you for help. Like, I never come to you. So that was hurtful. But then, you know, it's like, okay, well, I see what pile I need to push you in. You know, like, you no longer have the right just to come and unload on me anymore. You can't feed off of me anymore. You know, so it's about give and take, you know, finding those relationships that really do feed you and really do uplift you.
I always say, like, everything is energy. Like, mm-hmm. The energy I want to give off now is the energy I want to receive, to make sure that it's not the unhealthy kind of energy that then is coming mm-hmm. to you, and yes. setting the right boundaries with mm-hmm. people when you need to take a moment to recharge as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say now that you've gone through this whole journey and you're still going through this now? Obviously, you know, we're all a work in progress. No matter how far we get, we're always mm-hmm. still growing. What would yes. you say is the thing that makes you feel the most inspired and makes you feel like your best self?
Actually, my son. I know it sounds lame, probably.
That's beautiful.
But my son, he is such a beautiful soul. Like, he is such an amazing creature. And for him to say, like I mentioned to you, you know, in the email, I homeschooled my son for 4 years now. And for him just to tell people, my mom does a lot. Like, my mom is the best teacher, you know, and he'll get up and he'll do some of my, I do virtual fitness classes now, and he'll get up and do classes with me. And he told me the other day, Mom, you're starting to get muscles. I'm like, what? And he is a 13-year-old teenage boy that's hormonal. So I take any compliment from him.
Yeah,
I can
take
get.
The compliment. You deserve it.
But for him, I feel like our kids really look at us and really learn from us. And I want him to see that his mom, like went for her goals. I want him to see that I worked hard to achieve, you know, to motivate him to do the same thing. So he's my inspiration.
That's really
beautiful. Love you, Mosiah. Shout out to my baby.
But I think it's beautiful that you've gone through all of that, and, you know, you're being such an amazing role model to your son and, you know, the people around you, and you're showing up and, you know, doing all the things that you're doing. You should be really, really proud of yourself. Really proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you, Ellie.
Because there's so many people struggling right now. What advice would you give to someone struggling to take action outside their comfort zone or in helping them believe in themselves again?
I think the first step is to, one, I know, like I said, it sounds lame, but Nike said, just do it. Like, a lot of times I think we wait for, like, this has to be in place, this has to be in place, this has to look like this. Mm. And a lot of times we wait for the right opportunity when we're supposed to create opportunities at times. Mm. So I think just saying, okay, you know what, I'm just going to get up and I'm just going to go and do this. And a lot of time the universe is pushing us to just, like, just do it. Don't wait. Because I think a lot of times we wait in form of procrastination is a form of fear.
Yes.
For sometimes, you know. And so you're like,
that's
I'm
me.
Just going to wait till
that's
I get
me
this together.
Every day. Yeah. That's what I'm working on right now. So I feel you there. But like you said, it's having that support system, because
right.
sometimes
yeah,
you need
that support system. And I think, too, we should live in our moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're living in that, in your moment of fear, just sit in it and be like, okay, why am I afraid? What is making me afraid right now? And allow yourself to experience that, because a lot of times I think we suppress the negative feeling. And it's like, you know, we suppress it like, no, I want to feel happy. I want to feel happy. But, you know, I have to sit in my moments. So I'll sit in my room and I'm like, okay. I say, Bo, I'm going to allow you to experience this. Don't fall into it, mm-hmm. you know, but allow yourself to experience this frustration. Allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself this moment. You deserve this moment to feel this way. Myself really 3 days. That's just my personal thing. I give myself 3 days to be sad over anything. And after the third day, I'm like, all right, girls, time to get up. Time to get moving.
We're very similar. I'm the same. Like, I'm like, feel all your feelings no matter how many days. But, you know, eventually you're going to have to get back up and you're going to have to take the next step, because what we talked about before, the destination, sometimes we want to run to that next thing. And that's mm-hmm. a mistake that a lot of people make. I've done the same thing where I'm like, I'm just going to go here because I want to be happy. I'm going to do this. And like, yeah. I love travel and it is one of my happy places. But at times, if I was really struggling, I knew that I just had to really be okay with where I was. And
exactly,
I had to learn last year to just be okay with where I was. And I found happiness just in my backyard. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. absolutely. Like, it's, you know, being happy with exactly where you are. But mm-hmm. yeah, sometimes we need that like dose of inspiration at a different scene or a different environment. But mm-hmm. we also need the right people, to the ones that encourage us.
Right. And I would also want to tell people, don't be afraid to be different. You know, my parents taught me growing up, dare to be different. And it's been so many times I felt like I was the only one thinking the way that I think, or I've always been different and I've never cared about following the crowd. And a lot of people, I think, that's probably been listening, you know, it's like, if you have an idea or a dream, you're like, well, I don't see anyone else doing it. It's like, of course not, because you're supposed to be doing it, you know?
Yes.
Like, don't be afraid to take that leap of faith mm-hmm. and be like, okay, I know no one else is doing it, but this is what's inside of me that I have to get out. And you will find yourself being a trailblazer, or you'll find yourself being that role model that other people is looking for. Like, people are waiting for you, Allie, and waiting for other people to step out of a fear. Because like you say, we help each other. We help each other with our stories. Mm-hmm. Like, I need you to survive. I need you to push through, because I'm inspired by your journey. You know, mm-hmm. I'm inspired by other people's journey. Fear is fear, but, you know.
Why are we scared? We're probably feeling scared because it's something we're curious about. We want to go explore. Mm-hmm. And now I'm telling people, don't just mm-hmm. follow your passion, because sometimes people don't know what their passion is. You know, follow what makes you curious. Follow mm-hmm. follow the thing that makes you wonder, what if I did this? What if I did that? You know, follow that mm-hmm. curiosity.
Girl, I just spoke out into the universe the other day. I was like, look, I'm tired of lessons. Okay. I've learned enough lessons. Please. And then I'm like, all right, what do I need to learn from this situation? Like, yeah. I'm serious. I was like, I am tired.
Yeah.
Like, the way I'm talking to you is the way I talk out loud when in my meditation, when I'm praying. I'm like, look, okay, I got it. Yeah. I got it. Okay, we move on. I got it.
I know. It's like, when you become an adult, it's like you're hanging over a sink and you're looking at yourself and you're like, this is hard. This adult life is hard. When was it hard? We were in school. We were just distracted by school. And then you get released into the world. And it's like,
what? I'm like, why did I want to do this? Why did I want to be an adult?
I know. We're all a work in progress. We're all learning. Mm-hmm. And I'm really grateful that you've shared your voice and your story.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Like you said, like, we all of us have a uniqueness to ourselves. And I think we all need to mm-hmm. dive in deep and remember that we're all worthy. We don't need to have someone's validation to feel that way.
Right. Yes, yes. You know, sometimes taking a social media break.
Oh, for sure.
So, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm about to go on
I'm
one.
About
I'm
to, like, I need no. I actually went on one before lockdown for about 2 months, and then lockdown happened, and I felt the pressure of going back because that was the only social experience that there was going. Mm-hmm. But now I'm feeling exhausted again, like, looking online, all these advertisements about find your path, and I'm just like,
I don't know about that.
I know. Oh my goodness.
I know. You're like, this is depressing. Yeah, yeah. And And I just want to say like one more thing. I call it the wilderness. And I think a lot of people are in a wilderness experience or a cave. I mean, I always call it my cave, but the wilderness is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I say that because that's where a lot of negative, if you allow yourself to go through the process, mm-hmm. you know, you start stripping off all of the negative parts of you. You start rebuilding yourself in the wilderness. And I wrote, I'll email it to you later, but I wrote a letter to my wilderness a while ago. And it was like, I thought you were my enemy, but you end up being my friend. And wow. The old me was my enemy. And so when you can look back at your experience, it's like, man, I've grown so much. Like, I remember I used to be so, like, emotional about this. So I was afraid to let people go. And now it's like, no, I'm not afraid to let negative, toxic people go anymore. And mm-hmm. the wilderness taught me that, like, you're worthy of every great thing that you desire.
Yes.
And so, if you know, embrace your wilderness. The wilderness is hard. But if you make it through it, you're like, wow, that was such a beautiful experience. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I love hearing this because it's every time you say something, I'm like, that's exactly what I just thought recently. In February, I wrote in my journal when I was feeling the excitement of the slowing down bit. I was mm-hmm. all about, oh my God, I'm so anxious. And then a month later, I wrote in my journal, I realized anxiety wasn't my greatest enemy. It was there to remind me where there was misalignment in my life.
Wow, that's good.
It was my friend.
I'm writing that down.
Mm-hmm. It really wasn't the enemy. It was actually telling me, why is your heart racing? What's making you stress? Mm-hmm. But before, I was just letting it race. And I was like, why is my heart racing? I'm getting frustrated. But I had to just be like, no. Why is mm-hmm. it doing that? No, it was actually there to remind me to slow down.
Right. Oh my gosh, this is so beautiful.
So happy about this. Is there anything else you would like to share?
Yeah, just remember to breathe. Breathe through your moments. I don't know. You remember that cartoon, Disney cartoon with the emotions? I cannot remember the name.
Oh my God,
anger.
That's my favorite movie. And I was going to watch it the other day, Inside Out.
Inside Out, yes. So like, I feel like that movie is so, like, I took my son to see it. And when I left, I was like, that was so powerful. He's like, yeah, Mom. I was like, you don't understand. Like, that was for adults. That wasn't for really kids. I think that really, I would tell anybody, if you haven't seen it, look at it. And,
yes,
you know, just, you know, allow yourself, like what you've been saying, allow yourself to experience those emotions, and mm-hmm. from those emotions come memories. So a lot of things that we're going through now, we'll look back on it and be like, we probably won't think it's funny, but we're like, you know, hey, I remember I went through that. Like, this is a year ago. I mean, the anniversary date of things that went on in my life, I'm like, wow, like 10 years ago I was in this mental state. Wow. And I survived it. So it's just like a badge of honor, I think. Mm-hmm. Wear it as a badge of honor. Like, I'm a survivor. I pressed through. I didn't give up.
Exactly. How would you define success? What does that mean to you now?
Oh, it means something totally different than, like you said, you know, it's a different. For me, being successful is reaching everyone that I'm supposed to reach. Mm. You know, it's just, I have big girl, my head is like an amusement park. Like, I have so much inside. And I remember the other day you were like, I have so much inside me.
You have no idea.
And it's like, you know, I was reaching out to one of my friends and he was like, that's a lot of stuff, but let's just take it one step at a time.
That's my favorite quote right now.
Yeah, one step. But being successful now is just me, everything that I've procrastinated on, mm-hmm. doing it. So I always tell my clients, celebrate your small victories.
Yes.
So I need to start just celebrating the small steps that I'm taking in my life to get to my destination, but really just step by step in my journey. And it's like, all right, I was successful in that. Let's move on. Mm-hmm. So now success for me is like a step-by-step process to get me where eventually my end game.
I love
wants
it.
To be.
I mean, a month ago I was freaking out because I was like, I want all the answers. And then I realized, no, Allie, take one step. What's the next step you have to take to get you to that other step?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you should be really proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you, Allie. I'm proud of you, too. I'm so happy you decided to take this step and just you reached out to me and I told you, I was like, I'm so proud of you. And it's like when I wrote it, I was like, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
No, like I'm such a cheerleader for people. Even like I have people that don't even train with me and I see how they transform on, you know, like their pictures. And I'm like, I'm so proud of you. Keep going because you don't have to be my client for me to be happy for you.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, I'm just. You know, so it's like anybody that's doing something positive and stepping out of their comfort zone, you know, like I said, we're just really, really getting to know each other. But I'm like, I am so proud of this girl. I am so happy for her. She has such a light around her.
Thank you so much. It's been so lovely to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your beautiful energy, your experiences, and your courage. I really can't wait to hear what happens next for you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
If you've enjoyed today's first episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you'd like to leave a review, I'd kindly appreciate it. I want to say thank you to everyone who's been there and supported me in my own journey and in this podcast. Also, those who volunteer their time to share their experiences. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Take care of yourself and each other, and don't forget, you are stronger than you think.